Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm speaking with Andrew Smith. He is the CEO of Credit Clear. Now, Credit Clear are a digital collections company, and it's kind of in the tech space, but it's really interesting, and they've got lots of news. And the last time we spoke to Credit Clear was in August last year. Lots has happened since then, not least in the marketplace. So I've asked Andrew to come and give us a little bit of an update on what they're up to. ASX code is CCR. Make sure you write that down. Andrew, thanks for joining me on Small Caps. Great to see you.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm very excited to do my first interview with you, and hopefully it's the first of many.
First of many, Andrew. And
that's right.
Let's start by just reminding our viewers of who are, brief overview of who are Credit Clear.
Look, Credit Clear are effectively a digital collections business that manages the full life cycle of accounts overdue. So early stage collections, mid stage collections, and late stage collections. And that's done through a hybrid approach of digital first collections, supported by traditional call center offerings as well. And what we pride ourselves on is in terms of driving better outcomes for our clients through recovery rates, but also supported by a wonderful customer experience measured by net promoter scores.
How important is that customer experience to, I guess, not only the growth of the business, but overall? Because, you know, if I go back to when I was a little bit younger, it used to be the guy with the bat coming to the door going, give us your money or we'll give you a whack.
Look, you'd be surprised how many times I get that when I meet someone out in town and they ask what I do for a living. And I used to let them know that I work for a traditional debt collection business, and they'd say, where's your baseball bat? Now, I think gone are the days where, you know, you threaten, harass, and intimidate people to pay. And when I started my traditional business, Arma, who were acquired by Credit Clear approximately 10 years ago, we set out to completely change that perception. And fundamentally, you know, the respectful and empathetic approach of dealing with a customer who has an overdue bill is probably the most important aspect for our clients these days. And it's why it's so important to lead that experience through monitoring net promoter scores.
What is a net promoter score?
Well, look, it measures the satisfaction of the experience. So if you think about this, you know, it's quite extraordinary to think that, you know what, someone's having to pay an overdue bill and we're asking them to measure the experience that they've had through using the Credit Clear technology, or in fact using our call center system. So what we've found is in a sort of 4.5 months since the Arma acquisition, that our call center's experience and the technology is monitoring a net promoter score of 34 plus. So these are really positive feedback from clients that are, you know, involved in quite a challenging situation in most circumstances, or just forgotten to pay a bill.
Yeah. We've all done that before. You mentioned the Arma Holdings acquisition a few months ago. That was February of this year. Could you explain to our audience the rationale behind that and why the bringing together of that was important, what that means for the business?
Yeah, look, I think Credit Clear, we've always recognised that they had incredible technology, you know, powered by great AI. In fact, it's now award-winning AI with some wonderful development team creating an incredible solution to the market. And Arma, you know, as a traditional debt collection business providing a modern approach, we recognised there was a significant need to, digitise a bunch of, very analog processes within our business. And we could either have developed it ourselves or we came together with Credit Clear, which had huge synergies where Credit Clear needed to deploy its technology to a wider market. And it just so happened that Arma has a very, very deep and long relationship with a lot of the key people within that market, in that accounts receivable debt collection space. So what it meant was that we could immediately deploy the technology within Credit Clear to the Arma traditional business and see significant margin uplift throughout that process. So, you know, a great example in the first month of when we deployed the technology across some of Arma's larger consumer business to consumer clients, you know, we saw an uplift of almost 37% in one instance where, you know, that traditional approach sitting alongside that digital-led credit clear technology saw a huge amount of engagement with some customers that probably didn't want to pick up the phone on their way home from work or didn't want to respond to a letter in the mail. And what we saw was the combination of those two approaches deliver such an extraordinary uplift in terms of performance, which naturally, as investors would want to know, is that transports to the bottom line and margin uplift.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. How difficult was the integration of Armor and Credit Clear? And also when you integrate from that sort of that analog to the digital, was that process an easy integration or were there some challenges along the way?
It's a very hard question to ask because there's multiple integration parts that were very, very easy and there were some parts that were difficult. You know, we've got offices all around Australia and we're talking about a very, you know, large team of developers and engineers and data scientists. And we're talking about, you know, traditional call center people as well, right? So culturally very different, bringing our vision and mission together. But funnily enough, our core values in terms of, you know, the respectful and positive and empathetic treatment of the customer and holding that customer's experience as the most important part of the whole process was fundamentally the same between Credit Clear and Armor. So that was a very easy one to sort of integrate. And in fact, we were able to deploy the Credit Clear technology within 8 days of completing the transaction. So within 8 days of the 5th of February, we had the first customers within Armor having receiving you know, Credit Clear digital communications alongside the, you know, traditional Armor call center offerings.
And the feedback from clients has been very positive, has it?
Pretty extraordinary, you know. I think because I always had one foot in the traditional collections world, yeah. I probably was, you know, surprised at how much of an improvement there was in terms of performance and in terms of feedback from customers. We had a number of, you know, clients' customers let us know that they just preferred to deal with their overdue account in a non-intrusive way, you know, and the feedback we were getting through that net promoter score analysis was, you know, someone who had received a number of phone calls in the past from say Armor as a traditional agency, received a number of letters, had received just one message from Credit Clear, and they were very clear in the fact that they appreciated the time that they could look at that message, decide what they could afford to pay, take a, you know, half an hour to decide, and then put an arrangement in place that they could afford. And that experience was so much better than, you know, receiving a letter in the mail or a phone call. And that was pretty extraordinary. So not only sharing that feedback with our clients, but also sharing the performance uplift, yep. You know, is something that, you know, absolutely surprised me, but, you know, it was a pleasant surprise.
And Andrew, I think it's important to bring up at this stage, and you said it, you alluded to it before, coming from that traditional debt collection agency, which I guess is very hungry from a people point of view,
yeah,
going into digital. So from shareholders, investors looking at your business, what this is doing is bringing a cost base down, I would have thought. Is that correct?
Well, look, at the moment, we're not reducing any costs. I mean, what we're doing is expanding quite rapidly. You know, if you followed a few of the releases, we've put on a lot of extra work. And what we've not needed to do is add as many people as what we would have typically needed to do. So definitely our ability to expand and bring on large volumes of new clients, which I've never seen, you know, before in my history, you know, working in this business, that so many new clients are coming on board. What we've been able to do is deploy the technology alongside the call center and some of those mundane tasks that the call center would traditionally have to take care of, whether it be just setting up payment arrangements or listening to people explain their financial position, a lot of those things can now be done through the technology. And the meaningful conversations, the ones that, you know, I know my people want to have on the phone, that's what's happening. So that the resources are being deployed in the right areas and the technology is solving those issues that were traditionally, you know, a bit of a menial task for a lot of my team. So, you know, that's why it's such a good match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to mention, it's pretty hard to find call center people at the moment. And unemployment rate coming out today is 3.9%. It's extraordinary to think not only us as a service provider, our clients are really struggling to fill their call centers to take the calls that are coming in from, you know, what's going to be quite a challenging time moving forward.
Yeah, speaking of which, I was going to bring that up because we all know we're watching it. Financial media is just awash with news about cost of living. Petrol prices are going up. I heard today that, you know, the electricity is, you know, doubled in the last 12 months. Interest rates potentially going up. Does that create more work for a company like Credit Clear or more customers?
It doesn't take a great analyst to really figure out that, you know, if you're providing a service to organizations that, you know, issue invoices or issue bills, then that's going to be expanded significantly over the next sort of 6 to 12 months and possibly beyond, you know, with like you said, increase in interest rates, with wage growth, you know, effectively going backwards, inflation going up, you know, there's definitely some pain coming. And all the early signs we're seeing in our key customers are that referrals from their customer base have increased. And, you know, there's obviously well publicized issues across the, you know, financial markets in terms of default rates are sort of flowing through. We're seeing a lot of extra volume already coming through to Credit Clear for assistance. Not to mention some of the utility customers that for the whole of COVID, they weren't allowed to refer accounts to third-party agencies because they're essential services. So not only are the volume of customers increasing, the average dollar value of those customers and what they owe are increasing. So, you know, pressure is going to come in terms of how do we manage that experience in a way that, you know, isn't going to impact the brand of those clients that are sending that work or those organizations or those government parties, and leveraging the sort of really controlled communication through the technology, plus, you know, a very, very powerful call center, I think is going to benefit from these challenges.
You said earlier that you had offices around Australia. I want to talk, you know, when we talk digital, we can talk scalability. And I also noted that Credit Clear had a bit of a nice little bump up in its share price. I think it was around April. Now, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that might have been something to do with expanding into South Africa, because it looked to me like shareholders really like that. So what I want to ask you, two things. One, talk about scalability, and two, why South Africa?
Yeah, look, it was really wonderful to see the response to that announcement. And for us as a business, it's very exciting to have been able to deploy a version of our technology in an international market through a partnership licensing agreement where we're partnering with a similar sort of modern but traditional collection agency in South Africa and deploying our technology out there through a partnership. So that's an incredible opportunity to blueprint that type of deployment and replicate that in other markets. So, you know, I know that the international team have identified other partnership opportunities around other parts of the world. And if they're successful, it provides a very high margin, low touch ability to scale up without actually necessarily providing the back end call center bums on seats type support. So they're fully deployed. It's a full technology solution, and we get a share in the revenue as it scales up. So that's very exciting. But I also probably want to bring it back to you know, our key focus, which is, you know, the Australasian market, and making sure that we have a very clear path to profitability, which is going to be, you know, July. This year. And that means that we want to focus pretty heavily on this market to ensure that we're not being too distracted. I think some of our we've taken some of the lessons from, you know, other tech businesses that have expanded very quickly and grown at all cost, and we're not going to do that, because I think that capital markets have changed a little bit. We want to make sure that we can demonstrate to the market that we are a business that is profitable, that can use our earnings to expand, and we don't need to necessarily go to the market, raise more capital. And if we do, it's for an acquisition or something like that.
And getting into this profitability in July, which is only a few weeks from now, has that Armour Holdings, has that acquisition of Armour, I guess, fast-tracked that profitability moment?
Well, look, it absolutely has. I mean, Armour was a fast-growing business with really strong earnings. So you combine those earnings with the technology investment, and you also bring a leadership team that has an owner-operator mindset. And I think that myself being an owner-operator for the last 10 years, you know, I bring a different type of discipline to how you spend money. And
Hang on a second, Andrew. What is that different sort of discipline? Because, you know, how you spend money. As an investor looking and listening, what is your, I guess, your way of making sure that there is good, strong shareholder value going forward?
Well, it's pretty simple, you know, and I'm pretty simple. If we're going to spend money, I want to be able to see that there's going to be a return for that investment. Now, you know, that means that we're going to continue to invest in our unique selling point, which is our technology, our advantage, our artificial intelligence, our machine learning, our you know, analytics component, and we haven't touched that at all. That's been a huge continuation in terms of investment, but there's been some synergies across the group that we've had to bring and reduce costs. And, you know, what that's meant is that we haven't lost any momentum in terms of customer growth. In fact, we've actually accelerated customer growth significantly whilst maintaining investment in our technology and reducing costs. So, you know, I think that what that would show is that when you've got an owner-operator, type of leader or leadership group, then each contract is negotiated well. Each supplier agreement is scrutinized pretty well. Each negotiation with a new customer is done with the lens of profitability attached to it, rather than just expand at all costs, not look at the margin we're generating from each contract we're signing. And then we look back and we maybe not have made any money, where I've always been of the mindset, if we're not going to make money, why do it?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. You talked about your technology. I just wanted to ask because, you know, it's a big industry, probably. Yeah. And I want to get into the numbers on that just in a sec. We're running out of time, though. So just quickly,
sorry.
are there other companies that can do what you do, what Credit Clear does, or have you got secret sauce in your tech and is it hard to replicate?
Well, it's certainly very hard to replicate what we've been able to do from a technology point of view. And as I said, it was critically, we were awarded the best use of AI within an Aussie tech business slate last year. And that is quite extraordinary in our sector, which is a, you know, fairly traditional market, right? I know that most of, you know, your listeners or readers will watchers will have recognized that a lot of phone calls and a lot of letters are still sent to collect money. Whereas using an intelligent piece of software that learns how you respond to that message and delivers a message next time that is at the time you like to receive that message and perhaps presents you a payment arrangement that you were thinking about, that is, I think, revolutionary in terms of this type of industry. And that is well and truly above our competition. And when you support that with what I see as the best analog solution, being the call center is 100% based in Australia. We've got very little turnover in terms of staff. And those people start to learn and trust with our customers to be able to service their clients really, really well. So I think that at the moment, we've really got a good advantage. That doesn't mean that we're going to sort of rely on that advantage. We're going to continue to invest in that technology, improve our technology. And then what we'll do is hopefully reap the benefits in terms of growth. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. Lots of clients that I've known for a long, long time who didn't see Armour as offering anything different, right? And now seeing Credit Clear as something completely revolutionary in terms of their panel of collection agencies, or in comparison to perhaps a call center that they're doing it internally.
It's a fascinating area. It's not an area that I actually thought too much about, but I think as we go into some challenging times, just to know, I think, that there's a company out there that's not there with the, you know, beating people over the head, that is actually respectful, but also how big this sector is and what Credit Clear are going to be doing in terms of shareholder value going forward. So, look, I could talk to you for another half an hour, but we've run out of time. Everyone knows I love you to just wrap it up in a nutshell and give us three reasons why you think now is the time for people to sit up and take notice, given the fact that just recently the share price has been very strong in terms of...
Yeah, no, it's certainly bucked the trend in terms of tech stocks over the last few months, I can say that. Yep. And I think there's three clear reasons why. And the very first reason is Credit Clear will be a profitable business come July this year. And that's certainly very clear. The second is that we're dealing with a $2.5 billion addressable market just in Australasia. And being able to expand rapidly in international markets, like in South Africa, only grows our total addressable market. So that's probably the second most important. And the third is the one that I think everyone recognises as pretty clear, is that Credit Clear are a defensive stock and counter-cyclical. So in difficult times, Credit Clear should thrive.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. It's a fascinating sector. As I say, it's not one that I've looked at before, but Andrew, been delightful chatting to you today. All the best with the expansion. And
thank you.
Digitalizing that market that used to be just with the bat and ball. I really do. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you. Bye-bye.